All right, gang. Welcome back to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ. Good to be with you here today. And hey, I'll do a quick little prayer for you, and then we'll jump right into Proverbs 28. Father God, thank you for yet another day and for your, as we discussed yesterday, your reminder to us to be diligent. And Father, we do ask that we continue today, that we would continue to live within that and to not only better understand, but to actually change our lives and to do more about being fully responsible for our own journeys, I guess you could say, that we could live lives inspired by you to take action, not to just wait on you to do everything for us. So Father, we do love you, and we do pray that you would give us that conviction in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to do the thing. All right, Proverbs 28, reading from the Modern English Version of the Bible. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Because of the transgression of a land, many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, it shall be prolonged. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain that leaves no food. Yeah, and I liken this to gang violence as well, by the way. When we see things that are just already rough, and they're just made rougher, but not rough, not like, yeah, it's silliness, but it's the nature of man. And so, yeah, we're a fallen world, and we have a fallen nature. And so it takes intentionality and, again, diligence. But, there's just no, Anyway, verse 4, those who forsake instruction praise the wicked, but such as keep instruction contend with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor who walks in his uprightness than he who is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. And it may seem obvious, but it needs to be said. Whoever keeps the law is a wise son, but he who is a companion of riotous men shames his father. He who by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, to gather it for him will pity. He who by usury and unjust gain increases his substance will gather it for him who will pity the poor. There we go. Yeah, and it's funny how often you see greed just turn on itself. It's self-destructive in that way. It actually ends up doing more damage to the person who was trying to get it. Sure, they have their moments, but and those are, by the way, those are the moments we see on social media, but they don't last. That's not something that's not a long-term thing. That doesn't work that way. And so just be aware of that. He who turns away his ears from hearing instruction, even his prayer will be an abomination. It's that important to seek after that correction. Verse 10, whoever causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit. But the upright will have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. The poor who has understanding searches him out. Let's take a brief moment here. I just want to make sure we're being accurate here. The rich are wise in their own eyes. The one who is poor and discerning sees how deluded they are. Yeah, there you go. That's from the NIV. That's more what I was thinking it was. What searches him out. The poor who has understanding searches him out. That doesn't make much sense. I would say searching out the rich man. That doesn't. We'll do one more. Amplified says, the rich man who is conceited and relies on his wealth instead of God is wise in his own eyes, but the poor man who has understanding because he relies on God is able to see through him. Much better translation. Sorry. And this, by the way, is a bit of an ongoing thing, and it goes back and forth, and people get into gatekeeping with the kind of stuff as far as like what translations write and what translations, you know, just taking too much leeway and interpreting and putting that out as if it's scripture. And hopefully by me doing these multiple translations, you're seeing this, that it doesn't always work to do one or the other. You really need a balance of to get that fully understanding, to let Holy Spirit do the work in you to actually get that. If we just take a literal translation like the Modern English Version, which actually, when I say literal translation, it's a literal translation of very limited sources. It's why I was hesitant even to do it, but I kind of wanted to have a little bit of a demonstration here of what this could be as well. But this is kind of why, for me, I like a broader, not a menu per se, but things I can lean into and glean kind of what should be understood here. And if we just approach this from a standpoint of, you know, just pure methodology of saying, no, we need to know exactly what the words should be, we're not really going to get it, are we? This is not about words being accurate. This is about our heart being in the right place and our heart seeking after God and seeking his word to us. So that's what Holy Spirit does, is it stands in the gap of that imperfect, you know, letters on a page and makes this work. It's important. And so I wanted to bring that out and spend some time with that. But I also just wanted to demonstrate, you know, this is kind of my process as well. This is why I do these things. And this is, I have some things just standing out and saying, wait, from a context or literal text or historical accuracy or whatever context, if they're not jiving, let's dive in. Let's figure out why. I've never really learned Hebrew or Greek. I attempted once in my life and that didn't go well. so I do rely on others that do, but ultimately I rely on the Holy Spirit to guide. It's important. Verse 12, when righteous men rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man hides himself. Verse 13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Happy is the man who always fears, but he who hardens his heart will fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and a charging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince who lacks understanding is also a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness, will prolong his days. Those two don't seem directly related, but... Actually, let's go back to this. Verse 14. Happy is the man who always fears. That's hard to understand at surface level. That seems like that would be a very odd thing to say. But there is another notion here of always is aware of dangers and responds to them, who is prepared, kind of like we were talking about yesterday. But I think fears the Lord is maybe another way to say this. And so that causes, if that happiness is there, if you're always fearing the right thing. And I think that's why it says he who hardens his heart will also fall into mischief. It's very much like the, if you stop, there's that notion of no fear, do it anyway kind of thing. And that can lead to foolishness and getting into trouble in areas that you don't necessarily need to have trouble in. So yeah, anyway, if that makes sense, I hope it does. But where were we here? We were verse 17. A man burdened with bloodshed of any person will flee into death. Let no man help him. Whoever walks uprightly will be saved, but he who is perverse in his ways will fall at once. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread. But he who follows after vain things will have poverty enough. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who makes haste to be rich will not be innocent. Pardon me. To show partiality is not good, because for a morsel of bread, that man will transgress. He who hastens to be rich has an evil eye and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterward than he who flatters with the tongue. Yeah, and it's kind of, again, we were talking about this yesterday, the whole iron sharpens iron concept is that it's, and this is always an approach with caution kind of a thing, you know, of just randomly rebuking a stranger, that's not really going to work, is it? You know, you're just lot of times you're just answering a fool according to their folly at that point. So there are guardrails here, but not being afraid to do it for, you know, not finding favor, I guess you could say, you'll have more than if you said nothing or just made flattering things or just said, oh yeah, well, you know, thoughts and prayers, you'll get it next time, or gosh, you know. Yeah, ruffling feathers, I'm sure, but whatever, it needs to be said. Verse 24, whoever robs his father or mother and says it is no transgression is the same as a companion of a destroyer. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who puts his trust in the Lord will prosper. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. He who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. All right. Good stuff. All right, gang, we're almost to the finish line here. Indeed, I will see you again tomorrow. Two little housekeeping things that are, one is current and one is for the ages, I guess you could say. One is that I do have a survey that we'll put up here, link for it. And if you could do me a favor and just fill out those things. There's no, it's just a Google form. I said nothing fancy. I think it's like, what, three questions or something like that. So I'm looking for what Bible editions have been your favorite so far that we've done, and any kind of verses that have stood out for you, any kind of highlights we can bring up, that sort of thing. I'm doing this anonymously for that reason. So if you have anything you want to share specifically, I would love to be able to share that with folks as well, if you're okay with that. If not, just for me to know what things have stood out for you. I'm kind of wanting to do like a best of, and so while I have my ideas, I'd love to hear from you. Like what things have made an impact on you, what verses have changed attitudes that you have or things like that. So feel free to share those. And I would love to bring those up as a kind of a best of kind of a thing as well. And so that is useful for that. And also, just on the fun side of things, what kind of music do you like? You know, what kind of things have we been doing that you've enjoyed? That's from that perspective. One of the reasons I asked that is that one of the projects that I'm looking at doing is getting better with that workflow and how that all fits together. And so that's like kind of the long-term fun, I guess you could say, is that doing more with that. There's some visions that I have that will be interesting to see if I can pull off, you know. And well, I can just tell you that one of the things that I'm looking at is, what if we had kind of like a, you know, basically like a radio station you could tune into, where it would just have, it would be, you know, video would be showing like the verses, but the songs would be the significance of whatever the verses are and that sort of thing. So that's true of the vast majority of the songs we've been writing so far, is that the verses correlate to verses. Go figure. It'd be fun to have just like an all day kind of ongoing radio kind of a thing. And I'm looking at some mechanisms with that to make it interesting as well. But regardless, if it's something you'd be interested in, certainly, let me know what kind of music you'd like to have on in the background, or, you know, that sort of thing. And we'll see if we can't make it happen. in some way or shape or form. There's even a notion of doing some, what would you call that? Like a more intensive kind of a study. In other words, me having faith that you will do the reading of the full chapter on your own, and I'll just bring out the highlights. And so that's a prevailing notion and something that's very likely. So that's the thing. But also, as we get to the end of the month here, in when we're releasing this, the month of June, my plan is to take a break from Proverbs every day as far as the broadcast, and have you, I'll probably just be posting, you know, most viewed or most likes or whatever episodes from that day, just kind of like whichever one was the most popular or whatever it looks like or most significant from that day all next month on social media, and just be directing people towards that. And what I'll probably do is make a playlist, a custom playlist for the month of June, just to have a kind of a best of year one. So that's what I'm looking at doing. Mostly because I'm not sure how else to do it without just having the same amount of effort of just making a new broadcast. So if I was to go through and like repost them or edit them or whatever, it just, it's still more work. And so I'm just needing a break from this to focus on doing some other things. And so the plan is to be back with a new season and a new kind of way to go about things in July. So the prevailing notion, just to say it, is that I'm thinking about just having like more of a devotional mindset. And so instead of a Bible study like this has currently been, it'd be much more devotional, to where we're just covering a couple of different things. And if I can manage to tie them together, hey, that'd be brilliant. That's a little bit to ask of a daily show, but it's something that I'm looking at if there's ways to make that work. So I will let you know on that. But just to have more of a broader thing with that. And so we just have a foundation of a couple of key proverbs from that day, and then go on to some other stories. We'll probably start off with parables. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And then we'll kind of go from there. And so we'll just see how that goes and see how that works. I'm also toying with the idea about doing that in a live format again. I'm not really sure 100%, but yeah, anyway, just talking out loud, just getting that out to people. You know, this is very much that kind of, hey, you're my people. And so I'm just letting you know what I'm thinking. So in any case, I'll let you go for today, and I'll see you yet again tomorrow for Proverbs 29 as we kind of land this plane on Proverbs. And so I think, Proverbs 29 is, I think, the last of the the Solomon Proverbs. So yeah, be fun. All right. Well, be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. And hey, we'll see you again tomorrow.